No, because Chris is a dickhead.
Listen,
so.
Listen. If they knew when I started recording, then they would just like clam up.
But if you started 20 minutes totally ago,
have you met me?
Yeah, exactly.
Once.
Better a dickhead than a dickhole.
Hey, George, just do the intro.
Jorge.
Tell me when.
Now.
A minute ago.
God damn it, Pappy.
This is the SML Turd Blast.
Pretty accurate.
Turd Blast. I like it.
It's funny that we're still using the same is the SML podcast from the very beginning.
Yep. So. Oh, actually, if you want a really good laugh, go back to the Black Friday episode when I talked to the management of Megadeth.
Yeah. Well, I let him hear that. Oh. I linked him to it. Yeah.
Oh, God. I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I heard it. That was freaking brilliant.
But anyway, what's up, everyone? I'm Joe.
I'm Chris.
This is, as Norg said, the SML Turd Blast. And before we do the introductions, coming after last week's... there was the blast. But after last week's episode of talking about chips and all this other shit, I went and did something.
Poop.
I got Surge. And I'm
Did
going
you
to
get
drink
Surge,
it.
Or were you gifted I like Surge? Chips.
I got it.
I like chips. Especially when you.
Before it became $300.
Right? Oh my God. $14 like bucks for the case.
That shot glass right behind you. Don't spill it. I'll kill you.
Just all these weird sounds
going
on.
All right. Hold on.
I want to be responsible.
Let me put the microphone down here.
So, as you can tell by the people chattering
drop
in the background. Pappy's back again, and good old Norg, the literal voice of SML, is here. Yay! Hi, Norg.
What up?
So, how are you?
This looks like this looks like carbonated Ecto Cooler.
And
dude, I'm sold.
I have
Ecto Cooler was the bomb. I can't even believe you're old enough to remember that.
Yeah, no shit.
Of course, dude. Really?
It's actually weird. Like, growing up with Ecto Cooler, everything green is just compared to Ecto Cooler. Like, I get the green power, and I'm like, this is the energy Ecto Cooler. You know,
that's the generational gap, whether you do or do not know about Ecto Cooler.
Dude, the funny thing is, man, Surge. I mean, it's been a long time since I've had that.
That rustling.
So, now, Surge, if I had to put my finger on, like, some sort of, like, specific type of flavoring going on here, I would almost have to say that it's like if you were to mix Mountain Dew and Ecto Cooler,
pretty much,
and then spit in your mouth. Yep.
There's going to be no topic for the next half hour.
I don't want one. I really don't want one.
I'm just happy because crispy M&Ms are back, too. We talked about those last week.
I told you.
Dude, I've got this bloody awesome Hohner Melodica. It's like you blow into one end of it, and then you just play the keys on the keyboard. And I got it at a thrift shop for like... $4. It's the greatest thing.
Yeah, my grandmother used to actually have one. I used to play the shit out of it. They're fun. They're a lot of fun, actually.
Joe, didn't Shale Rock release for a while at the one get together we had?
I don't know. I don't know if it was a melodica.
No, it was the fake sax. That's right. It was the. The fake saxophone.
Yeah, the toy saxophone.
Yeah.
Putting the melodica away now.
No, just entertain us. Fuck the show this week. Fuck the PlayStation experience.
It's a half hour. It's a half hour Melodica.
It's
live.
A Norg extravaganza.
Really, fuck the PlayStation experience anyway. But I'll get into that later.
Pretty much.
So, could we just like request sound effects from Norg now?
I already did it before we started recording.
He did a really good baby cry on.
It was
before.
That was creepy.
The terrifying thing about that is that a week from tomorrow, if everything goes right, we have a scheduled C-section for Norg baby number 2.
Wow!
Oh snap!
Norg baby 2. You were making fun of baby number 1.
Exactly. Well, I make fun of baby number 1 all the time, but she doesn't know it.
Norg baby 2. Is that its name?
No, Norg baby 2 does have a name, but we're not telling anybody until after she is born.
It should just be Norg baby 2.
We could have had an SML exclusive right here.
SML exclusive. We found out baby names.
Yeah.
The second Norglet.
Norglet.
Norglet, the second coming.
I could just imagine just like.
Yeah.
What happened?
Norglet 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
Or just go classic Seuss and have thing 1 and thing 2.
Yeah, there you go. No, actually, that's not twins. A bad idea.
I can just imagine Norg like holding the baby and it starts crying and he just cries back to it. The baby's just confused as hell.
Oh, that's the most fun in the world is confusing babies. It really is.
Baby's like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. That's my job.
I got the monopoly on the tears, okay? What's wrong with you?
I wasn't sure if he said tears or tits.
Both. Well,
but I guess it works both ways.
It's both.
Yeah.
It's actually both.
Yeah.
Titties.
That's true. Very true. Yes. Give me some milk already. And I got some dookie in my diaper. I need a change. Stat. What's wrong with you?
I got a coworker with a six-week-old, and all the stories are pretty much, the kid wakes up, is fussy for 4 hours, shits everywhere, and goes back to sleep. That's pretty much the kid did today.
That's what I just did yesterday, actually.
Change my diaper, you son of a bitch.
That's a normal Monday for me, actually. Just wake up, shit everywhere, and go back to sleep.
Jordan, get in here and change the sheets.
Jordan, I shit everywhere. Shit again. Sorry.
As much as I want to have a kid someday, I'm not looking forward to the poop. Like, I hear stories about baby poop, and it just doesn't.
Dude, I've got a baby poop story that'll rock your world.
Let's hear it.
My daughter used to come to work with me once upon a time, and she would take naps in the room next door to the office that I work in because we could turn off the lights and make everything dark. And she woke up from her nap at one point, probably a couple hours later, and she said, daddy. So I went into the room and she's standing there. Look, she's just got this beautiful smile on her face and she puts her hands up because she wants a hug. So I walk over to her and she pulls her hands out and she starts stroking my face very gently. God. It was like, oh my gosh, you are melting my heart right now, little girl. And then as she continues to stroke my cheeks with both of her hands, I, Kira, did you poop in your diaper? And she says, mm-hmm. And so I look down to her diaper and I notice that like the back has been torn apart. And I looked at her hands. And there was poop all over her hands. And then I looked at her face, and I saw poop all over her face.
So shower time for the whole family, huh?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, I went over to the, after I finished cleaning her off, I spent like the next 10 minutes scrubbing my head.
Just bleaching your face.
Just vile. So vile. Kids are awesome. I wouldn't trade it for anything. So wait, you were going to do this show and you were going to talk about PlayStation stuff?
Well, I got a free ticket to the PlayStation experience last weekend. So.
Hoorah!
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, no, I was there for 3 hours.
I am the worst person to talk to about anything PlayStation related.
Then we won't. Trust me, the one big gripe I had was I got there in time for opening ceremonies because I wanted to check out the shit they had without a crowd, Well, it turns out you're locked into the big concrete room until they're done with opening ceremonies. For 2.5 hours, you can't check out...
2.5 hours of opening ceremony.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You can't check out anything. You can't go through the curtain to look at anything until they're done with opening ceremonies.
What can they open for 2.5 hours?
Reveals. They just had special guest after special guest after... And really, I missed the first 10 minutes, so for the whole 2 hours after... It was just, here's the third-party shit that's going to be on PlayStation and Vita next year. Here's all the games that are already out for PC that will be on Vita next year. That was for 2 hours.
Did you hear about what the...
Yeah.
Did you hear about the bullshit they pulled with Final Fantasy?
I did. That's the best troll of all time.
It really
that's
is.
That's the only thing I've ever been proud of Sony for.
Is a troll.
Like I can't. No one could have ever pulled a troll like that. It was.
What is that troll?
The troll is the head of Square came out. They had the Final Fantasy VII logo up on all the screens. The crowd is going apeshit, and they're like, "Next spring, the all-time favorite classic is coming to the PlayStation 4," and everybody is freaking the fuck out. Finally, the Final Fantasy VII remake is happening. It must have been going on for years under secrecy and everything else if it's coming out in spring. And then they rolled the trailer, and it's a port of the PC version, which is a port of the PlayStation 1 version. So yep. PlayStation 4 is getting dick, except for a punch in the balls.
Yep.
The biggest applause that I witnessed was actually when they announced that Shovel Knight would be coming. That was exciting.
Yeah.
What was actually really funny is the Vita guy finished, and he's like, "Thank you guys, enjoy the weekend." So the employees threw up the curtains, and people were actually sprinting. But I'm like, "All right, let me just do a quick circuit and then get in line for my free, you know, swag bag." And I get in line, and I become like the 10th person in line, and some dude walks up. He's like, "Oh, they're not actually done with opening ceremonies. We're not allowed to give you your stuff now." So I had to stand in that line for 45 more minutes for them to finish opening ceremonies. Because I was like, "No, dude, I looked behind me. There were 200 people in line. I'm like, I'm not getting out of this.
Yeah, no.
I will just stay here and play on my Windows phone."
Wow.
Yeah. I congratulated the Shovel Knight guys. I checked out your River City Rampage. They were only giving away copies of the game if you entered a random drawing.
Ooh.
And then I saw the line for Destiny was 700 people deep. I ran to Dale North, talked for 5 minutes, and went home. And that was my PlayStation experience.
I was going to say the best part of that entire PlayStation experience was talking to Dale North.
Yeah. I wanted to take him out to dinner, but our schedules conflicted, so I owe him dinner at MAGFest.
You didn't mention what was... There you go. Close. You didn't mention what was in the swag bag.
What was in the swag bag?
A box for cards.
What's in the box?
Nothing.
What the fuck is in the box?
What?
Because there were 52 cards, like a deck, but you had to go and get every card from every booth.
Oh,
to complete
your pack. That!
There was a bag of pins. There is now an extra large PlayStation Experience t-shirt. And a $10 PlayStation Network gift card. And a water bottle.
Nice.
So once you guys figure out how we're going to give it away, I will happily mail it to some random winner or loser, depending on how you phrase it.
No, you could just give me the $10 code.
Actually, I was thinking that we can give this away. We can think of some kind of holiday-themed contest, and then I'll give them the bag and Call of Duty Black Ops for Xbox 360, which I've never been able to get rid of or sell. It's the hardened edition. It's the $80 hardened edition.
It's not worth $80 anymore.
No, so I'll give it away with a bunch of PlayStation stuff.
Oh, BT Dub, wow. I need to give you my address so you could send me that fucking Dead Rising.
Oh, shit, I forgot to send it with Joe's package. I'll just bring
it. Okay, so answer me this. So the big deal with Shovel Knight coming to Vita or place or whatever the hell it's coming to, just and adding the Kratos Vita, right?
Yeah. The Kratos.
Okay. Are they going to make that battle available for people who have it on the 3DS?
Probably not.
Not at fucking no way. There's no way Kratos is going to show up in Nintendo stuff.
No.
Licensing prices would just be.
No, it just it won't. No, it's just, not about licensing. It's just a dickheads. PlayStation character isn't going to show up on Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See how much I know about PlayStation.
It's cool that
I'll show you a PlayStation. Let me unzip my trousers.
Ah, seen it.
The Shovel Knight guys were related, though. I mean, having won the night before, and they had a lot of love. I mean, they were the most popular indie booth by far.
Shovel Knight guys are just all straight up cool. I've met most of them.
Yeah, I name dropped that I knew Vert, and I congratulated those guys because, you know.
Yeah, what's funny,
they are crazy cool guys.
It was funny reading online after Shovel Knight won the video game award for best indie title, and there's this guy just bitching that Shovel Knight, some retro bullshit according to him, won it, but Transistor didn't. And he's like, is the game actually any good? Like, bitch, you need to play Shovel Knight before you shit on Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was joking how bad I was, and the guy's like, well, what controller do you use? I'm like, actually, I use a laptop. He's like, oh, yeah, no, that's like Game Boy horrible. You know, even the developers, like, you want to get a controller, hook that up, and you'll love it. So
yeah, you stupid ass.
Yeah, I still have to pick that up. I'm probably gonna toss it on. I'm probably gonna put it on my 3DS just so I have something else to play on the go. Just in case when I have those slow days at work, I'm almost done beating classic mode on Smash Brothers with every character.
Nice.
It's taking a long time.
I'm almost going to get Smash Brothers.
You should. Almost an adult.
No.
You should get
Smash.
You should get Smash.
Almost.
So, one other big PlayStation thing that we need to talk about.
Well, there's something I might bring up after.
Well, whatever you need to talk about Norg with first. He's got like 20 minutes.
Well, I want his opinion on this too, but they just announced last week that Street Fighter V is only coming to PlayStation and PC. And according to the Sony guys, it will never show up on another console.
Yeah, they announced that at the experience. They had
the rumor I heard is that the likelihood of it staying exclusive to PlayStation and PC is hilariously low.
Oh, I'm sure, because you know, Street Fighter V will come out, but then 4 months later, Super Street Fighter
will come out.
And then Super Street Fighter V Alpha, Super Street Fighter 2, 5, 2.
Super Street Fighter 5.5.
Yeah. Magfest edition. But yeah, I think this is Sony trying to make up for the whole Tomb Raider being with Xbox thing.
You know what's really funny? I think I think it was Major Nelson.
Yeah.
He like put something out on Twitter after that had happened. He was just like, yeah, that's cool. Good for them. We've got a ton of other shit that we're cool with.
Yeah.
It's just like, you guys have your Street Fighter. We'll probably get it eventually anyway, so whatever.
Yeah.
If Sony thinks that Street Fighter is going to move consoles, I think they're probably terrifyingly mistaken.
Yeah, especially considering it's going to be on PC, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I ended up getting two tickets for two-day passes, so I gave... I have one coworker who owns a PS4, so I gave him the other pass, and he did the same thing on Sunday. He went in, grabbed his bag, walked around, and left. And when I asked him, I'm like, don't you own a PlayStation? He's like, yeah, but I thought it would be more fun. Because he's a big BlizzCon guy. He thought it was going to be more of a convention atmosphere, like, hey, check this shit out. Look at all the cool stuff we have. Instead, it was just kiosks.
So PlayStation. So he wanted a PlayStation, you know, a PlayStation event to be fun. That's what he wanted.
Asking for a PlayStation to be fun.
Well, he's a he's a smart kid. He's a PC gamer, but he decided he wanted a Blu-ray player. Did the research and went on PlayStation because he does like their exclusives a little more. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
You know, especially since he's like you said, he's a PC guy. It's not like he's only playing on his PlayStation.
Right.
Yeah.
He just needed a Blu-ray player. But I really think, in my opinion, Sony is doing with the PS4 what Xbox did with the 360, but maybe even a little worse.
And what is that?
Poor marketing at the beginning, a little overconfidence, a little cockiness, and not really listening to the market.
Yeah, you know, if you really think about
what Sony did with the PlayStation 3 as well.
That's actually what they did with the PlayStation 2 as well.
Yeah,
I think the Xbone, in terms of games, exclusives, and pricing, has been more competitive in the last 3 months.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you recall
the what?
God damn it, we lost the
call. The disconnect. That's what it was.
Blargle, blargle, blargle.
Let's see how long it takes to... Or did your phone die?
I don't know.
I think your phone died.
No, that sucks.
No.
How the hell did my phone die? It had a full friggin' charge. Well, shit. Seriously, I had a full charge.
Try your iPad. Do you have Skype on your iPad?
I should.
That would probably be a good way of going about it.
Or apparently not, but I'll hit the App Store.
And download it quick and then install all your shit.
So you you got Rock Band situated, didn't you?
I did. Well, there was something else about the PlayStation experience that I wanted to bring up quick.
Okay, go for it.
So Metal Gear Online.
Oh, yeah.
Did you actually watch the trailer for it?
Yeah.
Dude, that looks like so much fun. And it's coming out on everything.
It is.
I understand that obviously, you know, that whole series started getting like overly like just PlayStation, which is fine. Wasn't always like that, and it's probably not always going to be like that anyway. But seeing that at like a PlayStation experience, and they're like, oh yeah, you know, we're going to do all stuff that's going to be all Sony. And then like you watch the trailer and it's like, but it's coming out on everything.
Yeah.
You're like,
I'm sure a bunch of those indies are as well. By the way, do you have anything to charge the phone?
I would have to relocate and find something for you.
I really want to know why the fuck my battery just completely died.
Yeah, that could be a thing.
Because it was full charge when I left the house.
Let's see how far my cable will reach. I don't like this game, but we're gonna play it anyway. Hold on. Where are we?
Yeah, back to Street Fighter though. I really think it's a dumb idea to have it be a PlayStation exclusive, just because the fighting game community.
You have to understand that the fighting game community pretty much is like a lot of PlayStation.
There's a lot of Xbox too. Like at Evo, a lot of their tournaments are held on Xbox.
I'm aware of that.
And to just completely shut out one side of the fighting game community is just dickish on Capcom's part.
Oh, well, hold on, give me a second.
As you're breaking like everything hilariously. Knock the Wii U gamepad over.
All right, sorry about that. I know, I'm sorry, I'm breaking everything.
You didn't necessarily have to bring the cord here. It could have just plugged
it
in.
I did not ruin
somewhere.
Christmas. Oh my God.
It's fun just watching you.
It's too many fucking cables.
All right, Skype downloaded. Let me see if I could start this shit back up.
That's my phone going off. Is that Pappy? Does he have my number?
I don't know, maybe.
Apparently. Is that his phone number?
I think so. What did he say? Silence.
Oh, yeah. I guess that is him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Give me your phone.
Yeah, this is hilarious.
Shut up.
Can we access your microphone? Yes, you dick. It's fucking Skype.
I would hope so. I don't know. I plugged it in. Nothing turned on.
Oh, that's kind of scary. It might need to charge for a minute, maybe.
Forcibly.
That's very weird.
Are you there?
Oh, there he is!
Yeah, apparently my phone completely died and I don't know how, so I am now on my iPad.
Nice.
What?
I don't know how well this will sound, but...
Well, how are we sounding here?
It's sounding good, I guess.
Yeah, you're fine. Turn the volume up.
The volume's at max on here.
Okay.
You can hear everybody? You can hear Nork?
Yep, we can hear you both.
Okay.
Yeah, Ojo. I have no idea what the fuck happened with my phone. I hope something didn't break, because it literally cut out and it won't turn back on.
Yeah.
So. We had settled on Meteor Strike or DEA Bust.
Man, their side of the conversation would have been a lot better than ours.
I know, right?
Oh, it was. It was.
Yeah, we're
we
just
got
talking
all
about
philosophical for a minute. Like
we did.
Yeah.
We were stuck talking about like Chris knocking over a Wii U gamepad looking for a charger for.
I was
his
trying
phone.
To find a charger for his phone to see like what. I don't know that and so what I had mentioned about that I thought was pretty cool. Was oh yeah, it's turning on now.
Yay. Welcome to the SML podcast.
Yeah,
the
right?
Most technologically advanced podcast you will ever hear.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, if someone's laptop didn't shit out with Skype, we would still just be
Dude,
using a laptop.
I think it's my audio jack. I honestly think it's my headphone jack.
Maybe
because I was trying to listen to stuff on my laptop before, and it just sounds like shit. So I don't know,
so
man.
You're saying your headphone is jacked?
My headphone jack
hey
is jacked.
Hey, Pappy.
Yeah?
Your mom's jacked.
Aw.
Oh, shit.
Well, she has been working out.
Working on her fitness.
Look at the battery level on my phone.
It's like 70... What the fuck? That's so weird.
This is the greatest my text. Recording of
Yeah,
all
the
time.
Battery level is like...
The battery level is like 75%, but the phone died.
So it's Pappy's fault.
Yep.
That's so weird. I'm gonna unplug this and see if it dies again.
Okay.
Because that's...
Yeah, unless something with Skype just murdered my phone.
I have no idea.
Wow.
That is the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just going to leave it. Leave it on.
Let me see who messaged me.
It was Taras.
Let's see. Text messages. From Taras, it's a picture of his face.
Oh, I sent you that like 20 minutes ago. Because Chris wanted to know how the mic was set up.
Oh, so you texted me on the phone that we're Skyping on. That's really, really smart.
Yeah, 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, while we were Skyping.
No, we weren't even recording yet.
Recording and Skyping are two different things. So, Norg, what's up?
So, what I was going to say was Metal Gear Online. That's what we were talking about. Did you guys see the trailer for Metal Gear Online?
No.
Well, it looks cool. You should check it out. All right. Moving on.
That is the new Metal Gear.
That's the trailer.
That was the trailer. That was the best trailer ever.
Yeah, that was the trailer.
That was the best trailer.
Sweet.
Play Freebird.
No.
You shut your mouth.
Shut your whore mouth.
Your mouth. You got a pretty
so
one.
That completely threw off our non-existent rhythm of the show.
It did. It really did.
Happy totally.
Pappy, was there anything else you wanted to say about your experience of experiences?
This was the first time I'd ever been to a game company special event, and I think it will be my last.
I think it should be your last one of Sony's.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if the Microsoft one came here, I'd consider it, but if they locked me in the fucking room for the intro as well, I wouldn't go to theirs again either.
I feel like they wouldn't do that. Like, I honestly feel like they wouldn't do that. I think Sony's just like, man,
well,
they're assholes.
Okay, and you didn't hear this from me, but...
Straight up, they're fucking assholes.
You didn't hear this from me, but apparently, supposedly, they were very surprised at the low turnout, and that was part of the reason that I got two free tickets when I signed up through the USO, was they were trying to boost turnout as much as possible, because they did not hit the numbers they were expecting.
Wow.
Maybe it's because they're assholes.
Yeah, no, it was actually on Groupon. I had a coworker ask me about it on Thursday beforehand, and he's like, yeah, I saw it's on Groupon, 50% off if you buy two tickets. Is it worth it? I was like, do you own a PlayStation? He's like, no. Then I'm like, probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
It was
you own
on
a PlayStation?
Groupon.
No, good. Get an Xbox.
You got him on Groupon.
Groupon. Do you have any Groupon?
Where'd you come from? Oh, I flew in from Canada for this. Where'd you come from? New York City. How about you? Groupon.
Groupon.
Oh, my. That was the audience after the Final Fantasy VII reveal.
Yes, it was.
It was.
Oh, my goodness. That's the best troll of... That's like a million times better than getting Rickrolled.
I can't even imagine
really is.
What the head honchos at the corporations are thinking, like, oh, this is going to destroy everybody. They're going to love this news. They're finally getting the game they want on PlayStation 4. No, we're not. How about you just let me play my PS1 disc in there instead?
Yeah, at that point, shit. Yeah.
No, but you could rent it again or buy it for $20. Nah, I'm good.
Lord. That's so awesome, though. I don't know. They're making really good money on re-releases of a lot of the earlier Final Fantasies on like iPad, iPhone, Android. So you end up getting Final Fantasy 3, 4, 5, 6, and they're making hand over fist on that. And for good reason. Those are great games. What's that?
Port those over to console. Like Final Fantasy 3 has never been on a console.
In the U.S.
It was on DS.
Yeah, that's a handheld.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Pappy, why did you message me again? It wasn't available through any...
What?
Why did you message me again?
I messaged you half an hour ago. Your phone is a tard.
No, I have what's going on over there from 844 and 849.
Yeah, that's when you received them. Not when they were sent.
Yeah, you received them. I sent it at 840, and I texted Huber as well. Because I was afraid you guys were just arrested by the DEA.
Yeah, we should have been. No. I just got it a second time then, because I'm awesome. Okay, Excite Bike.
He's like,
Nice.
That's very impressive to have that on the fly.
I should request the SML theme song so we could use it this week. Like just learn that tonight and record it tomorrow and send it my way, and we'll just use that for the intro.
Yeah. That would take so much work.
That sounds too much like work.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, I think if I am dumb enough to attempt to figure out a way to get to MAGFest and sleep on a floor or something like that to pay for it, I think maybe what I can do is I'll put together a CD. I won't go as hard in trying to schlep it this time, but maybe I will do the CD of literally nothing but McDonald's Treasure Island tracks. Just the whole OST.
Oh, God. Oh, you're going to have to get to work on that. It's already December.
It's the McDonald's Treasure Island. He can do it the night before he leaves.
No. Have you listened to the music of that? It's fucking tough.
We had it on the podcast, 3 weeks ago? Something like that.
I don't listen to these podcasts.
Dude, I'm telling you. Maybe that's what I'll strive for.
2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
I just figured out the name of the, because it'll just be an EP. It's not going to be an album. There's not enough material there. Well, there might be. The name of the CD will be McDonald's. The only thing McDonald's is good for is music.
Oh, damn. So says the vegan.
Hey, you haven't seen the cheesy meaty boys from Jack in the Box, have you?
No,
we don't have a Jack in the Box over here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, our lives missing are out bad on the East Coast.
Oh my gosh,
he's appalled.
I'm sorry. I have a Jack in the Box next to a Taco Bell, next to a Roberto's, next to a Popeyes. I don't go to Jack in the Box.
There's a Popeyes being built here finally.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
The building's already built.
Holy shit!
It's like by Sheetz.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
It's like in between Sheetz and that Walgreens.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool to hear.
Yep.
Now we need a fucking Hardee's.
We got Moe's, dude.
I don't know what Moe's is.
Moe's is burritos from heaven.
Vegan. Yeah, Moe's is good. Moe's is good.
Moe's
is
better
than Chipotle.
You guys need Taco Del Mar is what you need.
Yeah.
We need
Taco Del Mar. Mexican, so.
We need, ever since 8.5, we need a fucking Noodles and Company.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that place. Ugh.
How about a Del Taco? If you guys want to get fat forever.
Forever.
Del Taco is like for people who can't afford Taco Bell.
How do you not afford Taco Bell?
I went there one time out of curiosity. I bought a $1 burrito with French fries inside of the burrito. And it was terrible.
So I ordered three more.
So I ordered nine more and called a cab.
I could
got a local chain out here called Taco Time, and you can get a burrito with tater tots inside of it. And it is actually surprisingly good.
I was going to say that's probably
delicious.
Everything's
prepped right, but I think Del Taco just takes yesterday's fries and throws them in there.
That they've just been sitting in the oil overnight.
Yeah, just freeze them. They'll be great tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
I love you. Tomorrow. You're only a day away.
Oh my God!
Here's all right. You know what? Are you going to Mag? Are you making it to Mag?
I am making it to Mag, and only Rolling Stars will be main staging it this year.
Ooh, main stage.
Mainstream.
God damn it. We are ridiculously excited.
Will you be mainlining while you're main staging?
Aren't I always?
Fair enough.
Are you guys going to have a new album to schlep?
We are trying to get it finished in time for Mag. And if we can't get it finished in time to have printed copies at Mag, we'll sell download codes or something.
Do you maybe have like a demo of a track you could sneak on?
Oh, shit.
Nope. Not yet. Because so far, and our new guitarist, Mega Beardo, are the only ones who have recorded anything yet.
We'll take that.
Not fair enough.
Here, just send it over. I'll fill in the blanks.
Just send the lead guitar track. We'll be good.
It's a trio. We're reducing into a combo of some kind.
Yeah, send it over. I'll fill in the gaps.
They're
going to
be the Green Day of MAGFest. Just three people on stage.
I'll play this melodica over it.
There you go. Oh my God, that's right. I have to do a song on the CD that's like of a weird instrument. Yeah.
You'll get Norg on melodica.
Norg, do you want to play melodica for a McDonald's track?
I think that's the legitimately dumbest question I've ever heard in my life, and I really want a good yes or no answer here.
No.
God damn it.
That is the appropriate answer.
It is the right answer. Yeah. It's the correct
answer. I've got an album to record and a new baby to take care of pretty soon.
I was just going to say, ask your baby if he wants to play melodica. On McDonald's track.
Ah, baby! I don't know what just happened.
Baby, pass me the ball. Baby, pass it. Baby, pass it. Baby. Me and baby going to run a train.
Oh my God.
No? Nobody? Am I the only person that watches Hey Ash What You Playing? Really?
I don't watch it, no.
Oh my God.
Watch what?
Hey Ash, what you playing?
I only watched the episode where they got the actual dildo bat.
Oh yeah, the one for Saints Row. It was good. Yeah.
I want one of those so bad.
If you want a really good episode, go back and watch the one for NBA Jam. No, that was the one that
I've never cared about online video series.
It's funny. They're funny.
Yeah, he doesn't.
They're funny.
He's a bad person.
Okay.
They're funny.
Okay.
I mean, the only thing I occasionally watch is like Game Grumps or something.
Yeah, I'll watch some stuff from them.
I watched How It Should Have Ended and the Team Four Star Guys. That's it. And Bro Science.
I just started watching that series that you were telling me about with what's his name? The tabletop series.
Oh yeah, Will Wheaton's tabletop.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Say will.
Will.
Will. All right, now say Wheaton.
Wheaton.
Now say them together.
Will Wheaton.
There, shut up, you goat bastard.
Welcome to the best episode of the SNL podcast. Don't ever bother listening again because it won't be this good.
It's okay. No one's going to listen again anyway.
Yeah, but you know what the funny thing is? We've actually said that before.
What, for people not to ever listen?
We were like, oh yeah, we're not topping this. Just fucking, yep, this is it. We hit our stride.
I still think that Lonely Rolling
Shark.
I still think the Lonely Rolling episode, or yeah, Lonely Rolling Stars episode.
Lonely Rolling episode stars.
The Lonely episode Rolling Balls.
That was fun.
Turd Blaster episode.
Oh yeah,
that was a good time.
That was a good episode.
Yeah,
I still don't think we've topped it.
I think we've gotten close.
We'll just have to have the whole band back after Magfest,
or at Magfest if Chris goes.
I got to find a floor
or at Magfest. And there you
money
go.
And poop.
Pappy,
do
stop
we
stop buying things?
Pappy, do we have
you
a
don't,
confirmed
I don't
fourth?
Buy anything. That's the funny part.
We do have a confirmed fourth for the whole weekend.
Well, if you want the floor, Chris,
you can be the confirmed fourth.
Fourth.
He can be the fifth.
Everybody I will say this. Well, when I went last year, we did have a guy that literally just brought stuff and slept in the closet.
And then you had Tim bring his PC and
his whole computer and the monitor and all this fucking equipment, and he's like, I need this whole corner of the room. I'm like, Jesus fuck, man. Like, we'll talk about it.
Well, that happened.
I'm Can starting we to find... wonder if he's just playing off himself.
Play yourself off.
Play off. What does that even mean?
It's words. It's just words.
I think it requires privacy.
Fuck it. Do it recorded and play it on Friday.
Oh my god. There we go. That's what I'm going to do. You know what? I figured
That's
out.
That's just nasty.
I figured out what instrument I'm going to do one of the songs from for McDonald Treasure Island on.
Huh.
The spoons.
Yeah.
And I'll just pitch shift the entire thing.
Yeah. if you're doing weird percussion, Al Sean has already nailed the weird percussion when he did the drugstore sell sparks for Bound Together.
Yeah.
Where
seriously.
All the percussion was done on a can of sparks and like
the spark,
sprinkling a bag.
The sparks can sound fun, right?
Yeah.
Because he remembered that he promised Joe that he'd do a track like, what, 12 hours before it was due?
Well, it's not that he remembered he would do it. It's just he decided to do it 12 hours. It was what, the night before, right before his honeymoon. He did a song, finished packing, and left to go on his honeymoon that night. So
that's funny.
That's Al Sean's version of time management.
So he loves you almost as much as he loves his wife.
Close.
Hey,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
But she's prettier than me. So.
Dun 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 dun.
Whoa!
That happened.
You better catch that.
Hey.
You better catch that mouse that just ran across that.
Oh, I killed it.
I will say, based on Norg's blowing skills that we've heard this episode, I really want to party with him at Magfest.
Hey now.
If you know what I mean.
I don't
hey
care.
Now.
I mean, I want him to suck my dick at Magfest.
Hey now.
And play your balls on your keyboard?
Yes.
Ow.
That hey, Joe.
Huh?
This is the first year I will not be mixing the concerts.
I know. I'm excited. You'll get to, like, hang out with people.
I'm totally going to hang out
with people. This is going to be the most laid-back MAGFest in probably, what, 5 years?
Since last summer.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
MAGFest Prime.
Yeah. No party room this year from us.
I'm so excited. I want this to feel like Mag 5 or 8.5.
It won't.
It's too big. But the concerts are going to sound like ass. I'm just putting that out there. Actually, they're going to probably sound pretty good because they'll have people who know what they're doing instead of me.
Instead of me.
Hey, the Norg mixed concerts went downhill when they stopped watching porn under the mixing table.
Yeah, that's motivation. Yeah,
that's because the people who started bringing the sound stuff were moderately heavily Christian, and they're from the South, and it gets awkward.
Yeah, those were good days, though.
They were good days.
Just sitting in the back with the guys mixing the show and a laptop playing porn underneath the table.
Jesus Christ.
It's all supplied by Snapple Man.
Which shouldn't surprise anyone who knows who Snapple Man is.
Anyone who's anyone.
Good old Snapple Man.
Blah-da-da-da-da-da.
You know that Snapple Man was one of my groomsmen, right?
Really?
He was.
Nice.
Because he's Snapple Man.
Was his dick hanging out during the wedding?
No. See, the best part about that was... One of the main reasons, not the only main reason, but one of the main reasons I chose him as a groomsman was because I knew that he would have to wear a tuxedo in order to do it. So imagine Snapple Man back when he had long hair in a tuxedo.
Oh, my God.
And the best part about it was the last day of May. And strangely enough, it was really hot. It was like 82 degrees and the sun was out. We only get like... two seasons out here, summer and rain. And summer doesn't usually start until June. So it was a beautiful, gorgeous day. And I made sure that I watched Snapple Man the entire time because I did not want to miss catching the look on his face when the first droplet of sweat eased itself between his trouser cleavage. And the look on his face was absolutely legendary.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not even sure if it was sweat or olive oil. Yes.
Oily.
Olive oil. Jesus Christ. Oh, my Lord.
Well.
Oil of oh, hey.
Well, I believe it's. Is this about the time that you.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock over by him.
Yeah, this is the time I have to skedaddle.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it was fun.
Sorry, no one will ever hear our philosophical conversation.
I think I know how Norg can play himself off. We need a quantum shot.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Okay.
That's the only fitting way in my eyes.
Perfect.
Nice.
We love you.
Love you guys. Thanks.
Take it easy, man.
Peace out.
And thanks again for Zoo Tycoon.
Zoo Tycoon.
He didn't actually leave. He's just going to hang out in the background and listen to us.
Yeah, he's just going to leave the call up. It'd be funny. So apparently we have a metric shit ton of emails because
we
forgot
to
answer them last week.
Yeah, we had two from last week that we didn't get to.
Oh, God, soda.
First one is from Jacob Garner, Sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
He sent me a link about something that I wanted to talk about. The Vita.
What about the Vita?
Just Sony had a settlement where everybody's getting some form of either cash refund or PlayStation credit refund because of false advertising.
False advertising on the Vita?
Yes. Which, if you listen to our show, the Vita is the one PlayStation format that I won't shit talk because it's an awesome platform.
So what happened?
They said they were better than the 3DS.
No, this one's actually serious. Vita early adopters in the U.S. are eligible for a small cash refund or merchandise credit thanks to a Federal Trade Commission ruling. As part of its launch campaign for the Vita, Sony claimed that the pocket-sized console would revolutionize gaming mobility by enabling customers to play their PS3 games via remote play, and that they could engage in cross-platform play by starting a game on the PS3 and then continuing it on the go right where they left off on a Vita.
Right.
Which, there were a handful of games that were that would work with remote play.
Yeah.
Not like the PS4 where everything is required to have remote play.
Uh-huh.
But on the PS3, like most PS1 games could be done. Shadow of the Colossus, Ico, not many more.
Uh-huh.
Most of the games you couldn't. Uh-huh. And because of that, and because of the whole play a game on the PS3 and immediately pick up a Vita and keep playing, that never happened. So they're advertising features that you really couldn't do. And the FTC kicked their ass.
Good. So. Because I don't know if you remember this, but like every fucking time they release something, they claim it's going to do something, yep, and it doesn't do it. Every yep system, every fucking time. Yeah, so I'm so glad. So fuck them. Good
so
for it.
So any Vita fuckity customers fuck who bought a console before June 1st, 2012... you'll either get a $25 cash refund or credit card refund or a $50 PlayStation voucher.
I'd be amiss to not think I could guess what you're taking.
The voucher.
Of course.
If you own two Vitas, you get a sad hand job from a crying executive in the back of a Buick.
Which maybe I'll get one.
Would you rather that one, or would you rather 100 trade credit or 100 fucking store credit?
Sad hand job.
Really? I would totally want the 100
credit.
Because
that's a life experience. That's what that is.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a story. That's a story.
I suppose.
Anyway, next email from Randall Drew, one of our favorite listeners.
Randy.
Randy.
Randy Drew.
Dirty Randy.
Randall.
Randall Q. Drewington. He said, I was very excited to hear how you would handle the all images email from last week. Well done. I don't remember which one that was.
The one that he sent you images.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? I don't know.
Randall, you don't matter.
Hey now.
Sony's got a bad environmental impact because PS4s run so hot, they're contributing to global warming. That was a good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
But on the plus side, I don't have to use my dryer anymore.
And we don't need to buy a new Foreman grill either.
Well, see, the funny thing is, you guys laugh about that, but in all seriousness, when we get cold in here, I turn my TV on.
Mm-hmm. Like, you have a CRT?
No, it's a Dynex flat screen, so it pretty much is just in a smaller case.
Nice.
Yeah.
But it has three HDMI ports and like two component and an AV and an S video and a VGA and a coax. Like it's got
that. That's still nowhere near enough for me.
Oh, it's got
like
so
our
many
TV
inputs.
Has four HDMIs, and I still need the HDMI pass through on the Xbox One, as well as our surround system that has three additional HDMI ports.
How? One, two, three.
PS3, PS4, PlayStation TV,
oh,
Xbox
well,
360,
yeah, you've got a
Xbox
bunch of the weird
One.
Shit.
Look how, as much as you dislike Sony, you have a PS4 and a PS3 hooked up at all times.
And a PSTV.
Yeah. I don't hate Sony. I just hate their products. And what they stand for.
And everything that they do.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all dickheads. Fuck Sony.
And it doesn't stop you from giving them money.
I'm not selling the console. It'll
just give you
be
$350 for your PS3.
Okay.
$3.50.
No, I'll pass.
So you buy $3.
Anyway, Randall continues. I don't game nearly as much as the rest of you, I'm sure, but I've had my Final Fantasy 13 Special Edition 360 since 2008, and it's never overheated on me. So I don't know what y'all are talking about there. Luck of the draw, I guess. On the other hand, I've never had a Nintendo system go bad on me, ever. My 20-year-old brick Game Boy still works, with 10-year-old batteries in it. Solid fucking hardware. Might want to change the batteries, though.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because if they explode, you're fucking up a lot. And I don't think most people have the stuff I have at work to clean battery corrosion.
True.
You'd be surprised what you can actually clean battery corrosion with.
Properly. Let's throw that word in there.
Okay, all right.
So, speaking of Nintendo, after about a year and a half and over 170 hours, I finally got tired of doing side quests in Xenoblade Chronicles and finished the game. That's some staying power. I really, really, really thought a certain character wasn't going to make it to the end, but she did. And the lack of closure, I don't know. And the lack of closure on her transformation back to normal was a bit annoying, but otherwise I thought it was a pretty good ending to a game that just kept getting more and more epic. The final battle was a snooze, thanks to all of my leveling, however. I may go back and finish off the last few side quests someday, or maybe even give New Game Plus a try, but ain't nobody got time for that.
It's true. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've put my fair share of time into a single game where you think you can't get that much gameplay out of it. So almost like overplaying a game, so to speak.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Certain people like certain games and they're going to put that kind of time into it. So more power to them, honestly. So
yeah.
Because I'd never be able to.
Yeah, me and Fallout, I've played every Fallout for the Microsoft consoles at least 3 times each.
Cool.
I don't think I've ever actually played them. I have.
What was that?
I have my hand gave out. I actually picked up New Vegas, super cheap. On
that's
my
the best
computer.
One so far. It really is.
I'll try it eventually.
And I'm glad they're not overdoing it. I'm glad that they're just like, hey, it's a great game, and we're not going to put one out every year.
Well, see, the funny thing is, I think
it's time to announce Fallout 4. It's fucking
time.
I think 2016
would be nice.
Probably, yeah. I think the funny thing is I'm actually going to probably start making a lot more progress on my PC back catalog once I start playing with this other band at the beginning of the year, because we're actually going to be traveling a decent amount, and I'm probably just going to load them all on my onto my laptop and just fucking play them on the road.
No shit.
With no audio.
I'll use
me and Pappy talking to each other on the phone.
I'll use my Logitech headset that's a USB and bypass it. But yeah, it's not like I'm going to be gone like all the time. It'd be probably mostly like weekends and shit, so.
You're a weekend. Hey, Randall continues. Next, I'm probably going to beat Bravely Default and then either move on to Lightning Returns, thanks for the reminder that exists, Henry Jones, or the next game in the Operation Rainfall series, probably The Last Story, which I'd started a few years ago. Magfest creeps ever closer. I've officially bought my ticket. Randall Drew. Oh.
and Pappy dies. Yeah, cool. Yeah, MagFest is creeping.
Yeah, and then the next batch of emails are all.
Am I the only one who buys this ticket in like June?
I didn't have money.
I haven't bought mine. I have.
Yeah,
like I already talked to your wife. I know.
No.
Word. Well, I mean, we still never heard about the panel, which is shitty.
Probably not happening.
Yeah.
No, they're actually still working on it. I got the inside at scoop, and they still haven't finished the panel decisions yet.
Because okay. we were
that's
told
what we, that's what
we
I've
would
been
hear
waiting
before
on.
The end of November.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll also realize that there's several different. You've got the main panels, you've got the side panels, and then they're actually looking into doing podcast area, and they're just still trying to find out if they can or not.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't been forgotten hated. Well, you've been hated, but you haven't been forgotten.
Yeah, we have been hated.
It would just be nice to get some kind of decision to know if I need to buy a ticket or not.
Yeah, because the prices just keep going up.
Yeah.
I know it sucks, but also realize the huge
shift. There's a lot of shit going on. Yeah. It was just, I think for me, The only reason why it was kind of like meh for me is because Chris kept talking to me about like, you know, hey, I need to know if you're doing stuff for Jam Space.
Someone at your door.
I think somebody knocked. I can't tell though. Yeah. 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 My neighbor.
Who is it?
My Gaber. Yeah.
It's Italian medium.
Italian medium just came through the door.
I wish the mic could have picked that sound up.
I know. No.
I'll kill you.
I almost did it. I almost wanted to.
I will kill you.
But yeah, so Chris kept asking me about like, you know, can you do stuff for Jam Space? And I'm like, well, I'm waiting to see if I'm getting this panel because I don't want to. Because he has to put me into the system tied to the badge. So I have to have my badge before he puts me through to the system. So that's he kept messaging me like every week, and he's just like, "Hey man, what's going on with this?" I'm like, "I haven't heard anything. Sorry." So
you should just do it.
Do what? Work. No, I would have space. I would have to buy my ticket. That's what I'm waiting on. Cuz he has to tie all my information to the badge. Yeah.
So, we got an email from YouTube, new subscriber. Okay. Brand new subscriber.
Yeah.
As of the 8th, Monday.
Uh-huh.
Zach Lyons.
Well, we know
never bothered to subscribe.
All right, listen.
He never subscribed. Zach, what the hell, dude?
All right, so
that's great.
Let me put it to you this way. We know full well that he's catching up and he listens to all of the podcasts.
Yeah.
So to be fair, I'm not going to fault him if he didn't subscribe on some sort of outlet, because we know that he's listening.
You can still subscribe.
Still pretty funny, though.
Meh, meh, meh.
And then he sent three actual emails.
Potatoes, tomatoes, man.
Three?
Yes, three emails.
I'm ready.
And he apparently was going to send a fourth about Polygon doing a story on the THQ closure.
Now?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It was like a look back interviewing some of the former studio heads. But yeah, we still have... Oh, Jesus Christ.
How many novels?
We have Jesus Christ?
No, not this week.
Wow. Oh,
not this week.
He's a few weeks ago. Yeah. All right. His first one, entitled M&M's in Video Games.
Yeah.
I flipping love pretzel M&M's, and they don't have them here. They have crispy ones and always have had them. I'll tell you what, Joe, you send me some pretzel M&M's and I'll send you some crispy. Guess what, motherfucker?
We already
need
got
your help.
Them.
I'll see if I can still get you some pretzel ones, though.
Oh, shit.
Joe, I completely feel your pain of playing Diablo with someone who's played it obsessively since its release. I play and occasionally with a buddy of mine in Florida, and I kind of hate it because he, like Chris, has a multitude of level 60s with a paragon of 150 or something. He obviously means level 70s.
Well, it depends. Obviously. If you're playing vanilla, then it's 60. If you play the expansion, it's 70.
No.
So, technically, he's still right.
Well, he should be 70. Get his shit together. Meanwhile, I've got my level 48 sorcerer struggling to keep up with him, and he just blasts right through everything. Then he's like, oh, I've got this awesome loot you can use. Here, take it. And it's level 60 stuff that I can't use, so he's like, that's okay, I can rush you to 60. I'm like, dude, no, I want to learn my spells and take time getting used to the new abilities, as I learn them instead of just all of a sudden having dozens of new abilities and I don't know what they do. Also, you just ran by logs I can smash and a path I want to follow. And hey, is that a cave that's not part of the storyline? Let's go check it out! Hey, so it's listen. Like us playing.
Hey, listen.
All right, here's my opinion on caves that aren't a part of either a bounty or whatever. If you're not trying to get achievements, it's a waste of time.
Not if you want to kill things and explore.
No, because there's plenty of things to kill in the game. Plenty of things to kill. You can kill things onto the way to the thing that will get you further along to what you need to do.
But I kind of like to kill all the things.
And explore.
All right. Let me put it to you this way. If you played through Diablo from start to finish, okay, in one sit down, because you do realize, like, every single time you go back, stuff has spawned. If you were to actually go through Diablo from start to finish, every single area, and kill every single enemy, it would take ages.
Uh-huh. That's called savoring a game instead of speedrunning it.
Yeah. I play Fallout multiple times, and every time I do as many quests as possible.
Well, yeah, but they're not quite like what you're doing isn't a quest. You're just like,
no, what we're doing is fucking around and exploring and having fun.
That's how you find the quests in Fallout.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, it's different in Diablo. That's what I'm saying. Like in particular,
well, the game can be designed differently, but our mindset is still the 100% mindset.
Well, right, and I'm trying to help you in a game that doesn't cater to 100% mindset.
Yeah, but you can still do it the first couple. I think that's what it is. Is it we're where you were when you first got the game. You're beyond that now. We're not.
Yeah, but even when I first got the game, after my first playthrough, that was it. Like I was just like, okay, now just run around, kill shit, and do my missions and my objectives and whatnot.
You just do you.
I I optimize from that point forward.
Yeah, but we don't want to. We just want to have fun. And so does that.
Gamers just want
to
have fun.
3-1, bitch.
Well, I think the only way that I can do something like that is if I was achievement hunting. Like, if it's like if I try and go through, and not just the achievements like that are...
Yeah, the challenges.
Right, right, right. Like, those are the ones that I would probably have fun with.
Yeah, but
that's why I like on season. Like, if you play on the computer version, and I hope they adapt this over to the console versions. With seasons, there was these things called conquests. So essentially, it was just like you had a certain amount of time to complete a certain achievement.
Okay.
And if you didn't complete it within that time frame, then you're never able to complete it again.
Okay.
Kind of like the one that you were showing me before.
Challenges. Yeah.
Right.
With the badass art that I have, and
I wish they would do those more on the console. Too. You know.
But anyway, as Zach says, it frustrates me to no end to play with veterans who don't want to take their time and enjoy the game because they already spent time doing that like 2 years ago.
Hey, man, if it's one thing that it's very difficult for me to change my mindset on, it's fucking Diablo.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, I mean,
That's cool. That's cool. Pappy and I can play together.
Yeah.
Just make sure you send me fucking items then. The whole reason why I picked it up was to play with you guys. I want to show you guys like the cool stuff of the game.
I'm ready for the cool stuff.
But we want to enjoy the cool stuff and not just blaze through it.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, you can't get to the cool stuff without like having to do some grinding first.
Okay. We don't have to do it in one night.
I'm good at grinding and heavy petting.
Are you?
No, he's not. Anyway, back to Zach.
Are you?
Board games are the best. I haven't actually played the board game of Ticket to Ride, but I've tried it on iPad a while back. Would love to give the game a proper go. Chris, my best friend back home actually has Zombies, and I can vouch for its value.
He actually
got so into it, I'm pretty sure he's got every expansion to date, that 1 year for Christmas, I made his a custom-built wooden playing board to put the tiles on. We always got so sick of the city tiles sliding around during gameplay.
That sucks.
And this board helped so much. I made it 5x5, so occasionally you would still have some tiles outside the board, but it still was an amazing help. I stained it a deep reddish brown and flicked standard red paint over top to make it look like blood splatter.
That's awesome.
That was a really fun project. I'll now give you my top 15 board and card game recommendations.
15?
In no particular order.
15?
I won't go into detail as to what they are. This email's already long enough as it is, and it keeps going. Just know that they are all super fun. Alhambra, Bang, Carcassonne, Cards Against Humanity, Cities and Knights of Catan, Cranium, Dice, technically not a board or card game.
Fun.
All you need are 5 standard 6-sided dice and paper to keep score on.
Well, that's Yahtzee.
Yeah. Yahtzee, motherfucker. Egyptian Rat Screw.
That's a card game, I think.
I think so, yeah.
I kind of want to know more about that. Zach, you piqued my curiosity on Egyptian Rat Screw.
Ugh. Yeah.
Flux, Killer Bunnies, Munchkin, Phase 10, Quelf, Scattergories, and Scrabble.
I do love Scattergories. I forgot about Scattergories. Flux is a lot of fun as well. Flux and Munchkin. How did I not mention... Maybe I did mention Munchkin. I don't remember.
Munchkin's a card game.
We were more talking about board games than card games.
Well, Munchkin is technically a board game. It just involves cards.
Yeah, well, I mentioned it last week, too.
Right, so. And then there was another game that I actually can't believe that I forgot when he mentioned dice, is Liar's Dice. I don't know if you've ever played Liar's Dice before, but Liar's Dice is actually really easy. Depending on, you have to have 5 dice per person. Essentially, just have a cup and 5 6-sided dice for every person. Basically, what you end up doing is, like, you'll roll, and you try and keep it hidden from everybody else. You start with one person, and you place a bid. So you can be like, I've got 2 ones, and then the next person, their bid has to be higher than whatever, like nominally has to be higher than whatever you called. And essentially it's kind of like bullshit, like the card game, but it's in dice form. And if you're going around and somebody calls bullshit on you, but you actually have it, then they lose one of their dice to make a roll. And then, you know, if you lied, then you lose yours, and you keep going down until only one person has dice left.
If you want details, check out the third Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Is that Liar's Dice?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So Zach continues on. One of my life's aspirations is to own and operate a board game cafe.
That'd be awesome.
There was an awesome one that I went to in Toronto called Snakes and Lattes.
That's awesome. That's the coolest thing ever.
I would love to start one of my own someday. So I'm totally down for more board game discussion on future shows.
Hell yeah.
Just saying. I think I exhausted my own board game chatter.
Snakes and Lattes. That's fucking great.
Now, I could go off talking about all the announcements from the weekend, PlayStation Experience and Video Game Awards, but I'll limit it to this for now, since I'm certain you'll talk about it all in the episode this will be read on. Oh, yeah, he is absolutely right here. Zelda Wii U looks awesome. I'll even change it and say it looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, that looks fucking incredible.
I said on Twitter when it was announced, the Elder Scrolls Hyrule.
Right? Jesus.
It looks nuts.
Looks really nice.
I love that they confirmed it and Star Fox will both be out in 2015, with Star Fox releasing first. And intrigued by the new game from the Katamari creator. Don't care about Uncharted. Don't care about God of War. Don't care about Street Fighter V's exclusivity. And don't care about Final Fantasy VII being released on yet another console without any graphical upgrade. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts on the evening, on the event, gents.
Hey, you already heard mine, and I was there.
Start the show back over, and you can hear.
Yeah. About halfway through, actually, you might want to... Something like that.
Yeah. His next one. It's not a proper week if I don't send two emails. I just wanted to say that I'm working on a special... It's not really that special. Project for you guys. It probably won't be ready for episode 100 like I want it to, but I'm going to try. That's all I will say for now.
Yeah. Next email.
Final email.
That's all I'm going to say for now until I send another email.
Final email. One more thing.
One more time.
What are your thoughts on Borderlands Online?
I'm fucking pumped, dude. If that comes over to the United States, I'm going to jizz everywhere. Like,
I just heard about it, and I'm so pissed that it's only being made for China.
I'm hoping
that's just temporary. It would legitimately be the first MMO I have serious thoughts about playing. In case you don't know about it yet, he gave us a link to a Save Continue article. But
dude, holy fuck. Holy fuck, I want that to happen so bad in the States. Like, you have no idea.
Like, I don't think we're going to get it.
I don't think we are either, which fucking pisses me off. But if we do, I am going to jizz everywhere.
That's why I'm trying not to get too invested in its existence. Because there's another MMO on the Xbox One, China only, and it's not coming here.
So, I know.
I think it's dumb that they don't bring it here, because I'd fucking love an MMO on the Xbox One.
I think I would too, actually.
That China and the Koreas and even Japan, they handle multiple MMOs very well. In America, no MMO has been able to even remotely compete with WoW. And I think they may feel it's just a waste of their time and money to even try.
No, but there's plenty of other MMOs that have hung around for a long time.
Yeah, but when you think about their success rate, I think that's what it is, a success rate. They might think it's not even worth the time and money to meet the level of success that it'll probably meet over here, and they'd rather just go where it's almost a guaranteed moneymaker.
I don't know, man. The Borderlands series is fucking huge over here. You have to admit that.
But I'm also worried that it's going to become another annual thing where it's going to dilute.
No. This, I feel like this would be a complete... Because it's a different portion of 2K, isn't it?
No, I don't know. I will say, though, that pre-sequel, I've lost all interest in it.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
It didn't grab me like the first two games.
I honestly, dude, I'm telling you.
When's Tales from the Borderlands coming out?
Tales from the Borderlands is out. I actually have Kyle. Did Kyle? No. Was it?
I forget who.
No, it was.
We're waiting.
It was Zach. Zach gifted me a code for it. Because he was like, yeah, you know, I know that you really like the Borderlands series. I haven't been able to install it yet, but I really want to give it a try because I haven't played any of the Telltale games yet. And and he knows that. So he was like, well, you know, it's Borderlands themed. Check it out. So,
well, we can talk about that later. I played a Telltale game this weekend.
Yeah, didn't you? You were playing
Game of Thrones.
The Game of Thrones one, yeah.
Cool. I can't believe that you didn't notice that Tales from the Borderlands was out. They came out like 4 days apart.
Yeah, like 4 days apart.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I am so ambivalent towards the Borderlands series that I don't pay attention to the release news.
But if you went to the new game releases on the Xbox Marketplace, you would have seen it.
It would be there.
No, I just search. I go and I just search for exactly what I want. I don't browse.
That's dumb.
That is kind of dumb.
Because that means you didn't know that Threes is out.
Nope.
You should get it.
Last time you told me to get a game, it was terrible and we both deleted it.
What one?
Volgar.
I told you to get it because it's fucking free.
Dude, Volgar is free. I told me to get it
because it was supposed to be fun.
I enjoyed it.
You're a psychopath.
I had fun with it, but it's brutally hard.
I like it.
Brutally hard.
I really like it. Remember,
yeah, but when you recommend games to me, you also have to realize that I have the gaming skills of a 3-year-old.
And when I recommended it to you, I didn't play it yet.
I know.
I said, hey,
this is free.
The
you
new
get
free
it.
Game is out. Grab it because it's free.
I think Which you is... actually said, check it out. It's supposed to be good.
I said it looks awesome because it does look awesome.
I like it.
It's
like
just fucking hard.
I send you booby pad for your wrist and you tell me to download a terrible game that I'm terrible at.
It's not a terrible game, but you are terrible at it. Yeah, he sent it to me.
I am terrible.
My new titty pad is in. But Threes is a puzzle game. It's awesome. It's what's that game? 2048 or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Where it's like 1-to-1 makes 2, 2-and-2 makes 4, 8, 16, okay. and so on. But so it's math. With Threes. It was the original game before that 2048 ripped it off. And music from Big Giant Circles, Jimmy Henson.
Okay. Well, now I'm legitimately interested because I like Big Giant Circles.
And not only is the game just $7, $6.99 actually to keep with the Threes theme, but you can get an easy 200 achievement points if you just play the game in snap mode, because it's a game that you can actually play snapped.
That's weird.
It's awesome. I have watched many a show while playing Threes on the sidebar.
Interesting.
And it is stupidly addictive.
Very cool.
The only warning is if you don't like having an achievement score that's not a 0 or a 5, you don't want it.
Because it's all threes.
Threes, 33s, 66s, 99s, and a 199 for playing in snap.
Nice.
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to my gamer score.
Yeah, so when I look down my... The leaderboard of the friends' achievement scores, it's like got 2,200 achievement points, got 1,500, got 1,365, and then I'm like something 88.
That's so weird.
It's like, so you actually know threes. Who played Threes, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I love the game, though. It's a fucking blast. That's like the only other thing I played besides Dragon Age recently.
I've been playing download all the custom songs for Rock Band.
Yeah, because you finally got that.
It's the best game ever. Oh man, now that I finally have this set up, I forgot how much I fucking love Rock Band. Like I really, oh my god, it's so good. And I'm just gonna be sitting and just downloading fucking custom tracks for it for ages.
Yep.
Like I think my goal. Is to eventually fill up that entire hard drive with Rock Band songs.
No, you can only get so many songs.
What do you mean?
Like once you hit, God, what is it? Like 28 something, like 2856, somewhere around there. You can't add anymore.
Like 2,856? Yeah. Why not?
Because it's a limitation in the game.
Well, that's dumb.
I didn't expect anyone to buy 3,000 songs.
Well, I want that many.
Well, you can get as many as the game will let you.
I'll just get rid of some of the double bass versions of stuff.
Yeah. Like, I got nearly to that limit on just purchase songs.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You spent more on just songs than I think I have on video games. Like, ever.
Sadly.
Damn. Actually, yeah, that sounds about right.
Speaking of music games, I might get back into buying more songs eventually.
Oh, no.
Hit up Best Buy, and they I found that they had Rocksmith mispriced at $40 still.
I'm still really upset that I missed it at that price, man. Yeah.
Brought it up here to Chris's, and he played it for 3 hours, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Having a blast with it. And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, do a different mini game. And you're like, hold on, I'm still punching people in an alley.
Dude, so here's my take on Rocksmith. And I've been we've been talking about Rocksmith. We've mentioned it a ton of times, but we never actually had our own hands-on opinion of the game.
Yeah.
We
did have Band Fuse. You gave your impressions on that before.
Oh yeah, that was a thing. So forget that Band Fuse happened. Rocksmith. So if you've ever been interested in picking up an instrument, and I know that everybody, the cop-out, and it sounds like a cop-out because everybody ends up saying this about the game. If you've ever wanted to pick up an instrument, then now is your chance, and you should get Rocksmith. I wouldn't say it unless I honestly felt like it would be a good idea. Like, with my musical standpoint, I know I'm not the greatest guitar player in the world, but I'm competent enough to understand how to play a guitar. With this game, even for me, with what I'm capable of doing, I know full well that I would actually get a lot of use and a lot of value out of having Rocksmith in my repertoire of musical things to do.
What the fuck are you doing, Pappy?
Beef jerky.
He's doing beef jerky.
That is so loud.
So there's little things when you're playing guitar.
Sorry.
It is. There's little things when you're playing guitar and learning how to play guitar, like exercises and things that you should be doing when you're practicing, that people don't like to do, mainly just because they're boring as fuck and don't sound fun. Okay. What Rocksmith does within the guitar-cade portion, just this game mode, there's a bunch of different mini games that apply to a bunch of different techniques and things that you need to practice within learning how to play guitar and becoming proficient. Every single one of them is fun to play, and every single one of them is useful. Like, the one that I ended up playing the most was it was like a side-scrolling beat-em-up, kind of like a Double Dragon kind of thing, where you're given a scale, and certain enemies like show up on certain notes of the scale and have certain patterns that you have to do within that that note of the scale. So it's good for learning different scales and different modes and different keys. I thought it was fucking awesome. It played really, really well. And then the other one that I actually really liked was there was one for string skipping that was pretty much a la root beer tap.
Yeah.
Tapper. Yeah. So essentially, every single string is a different lane on the game, and there's guys that run from the right side, and you have to shoot them before they make it to the other side. And
so is it just nothing but mini games?
No. That's just the one part of the game.
It's just the one part of the game, and that's what's really crazy about it. Like, Rocksmith in and of itself, like, you've got your rhythm game that, you know, you play that's similar to like a rock band or something like that. So you're trying to get a higher, you're trying to get like a high score and stuff like that, like a score attack kind of thing.
Like, that would be a game in and of itself.
That's its own game. All right. Piece together the mini games on top of it to help you learn how to do a lot of this stuff. And that could be its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then on top of that, there's a section that's its own, it's like session mode or something like that. So you can pick different instruments, and essentially it's just learning how to improv within the means of a band and essentially playing with other members. So you're feeding off of the music that's coming from different instruments that you can set up, and you can change the keys, and it'll do key changes and scale changes and stuff like that for you. And holy shit, man, is it awesome. Because you want to talk about another way to like really learn how to improve like soloing skills and just ability to improv. Like, it's the greatest setup I've ever seen. Because you have the scale of whatever it is that you're in showed up in real time. When you play, like, depending on how loud and dynamic you are within your playing, the other instruments will adjust depending on what you're doing. It's fucking awesome, honestly. Like, I can't recommend Rock Band. I can't recommend Rocksmith any more than I ever possibly could. Like, now that I've actually sat down and played with it and actually had my hands on it, I think if you've ever been interested ever in playing any kind of stringed instrument, whether it be guitar or bass, you know, in any kind of rock situation, you'd be stupid not to pick this up, honestly.
So, yeah, I bought Rocksmith.
it's fucking awesome, dude. It's really, really cool. And my only grievance is...
God damn it.
I know, I'm sorry. My only grievance is, and I didn't really attempt to adjust this too much, but there is noticeable latency, but it could have been, like, I didn't try and calibrate it. So I'm pretty sure that you're able to calibrate it, so...
I would hope so. But yeah, I picked up Rocksmith. And I only got to play one song because it was under Chris's profile, and because he's a lot better than me, the songs got harder a lot quicker. And the song I did play was Blitzkrieg Bop, and it's weird. I played a fucking song.
Yeah. Yeah, you played it correctly.
Like, if you handed me your guitar right now, I could probably strum Blitzkrieg Bop. I know it's not hard.
Right.
It's not a hard song to play, but I've never played a guitar before, and in 4 minutes, I was playing Blitzkrieg Bop.
Yep. And you can say that you played a song on an actual guitar.
I actually played a song, and I thought I did pretty decent. When it got to faster strumming, I don't really know how to do that yet, so I was kind of getting hung up on that, but... Chris said that he's going to hook me up with one of his bass guitars eventually.
Yeah.
Hopefully you could get the fuck down to Bloom soon.
Well, yeah, we're planning. Obviously, we're going to plan and try and see her family for Christmas. So around that time, I'm going to grab it, and then I'll bring it down to your house, and then be your Christmas present.
And I'll actually get to play it and try learning the bass.
It just sucks
having to wait like 2 weeks.
I know. I'm sorry.
So you're going to play Bassmith?
Yes. So I'm going to force Chris to come down to my place next week so he could stop in Bloom.
Well, I don't know. When is Christmas? Is that next week? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
It'll probably be 2 weeks.
Yeah, next week is hell week for me, so hopefully I'll get through it.
Yeah, dick.
Because I got a lot of stuff on my plate.
Because let's see here. Because it's the 10th, and I still need to come up with another... $400 by 9 days ago.
Damn. How are you with sperm donation?
They don't want it because I had testicular cancer.
Half a sperm.
Not plasma. Go do that.
They don't want it because I had cancer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the drugs.
Pour yourself on the corner.
They don't want it because I have one testicle.
Don't tell them that.
No, I'm pretty sure there's someone out there searching for a Lance Armstrong fetish right now.
Nah.
Just show up in your biker shorts. You'll be good to go.
No.
Oh, shit.
No. So, yeah, I played Game of Thrones, the game.
Hey, Pappy, hold on.
Oh.
So, Pappy, what have you been playing?
There you go.
I played Game of Thrones, the game.
Of Thrones.
Another Telltale game. Episode 1 came out. And it's cool. This time... You play as three members of a house, and they deliberately took their time and made sure that it didn't interfere with the actual work of George R. R. Martin, but it takes place at the same time. And they actually got a lot of the actual stars of the show as voices for their characters, which is cool. And the downside is if you've played The Wolf Among Us, if you've played The Walking Dead by Telltale, you kind of already have an idea that horrible things are going to happen. So when they do happen, it's not as emotionally devastating. Plus, it's Game of Thrones, so you expect...
Yeah, when you play something Game of Thrones, you should already know not to get attached to anybody ever at all for any reason whatsoever.
The three people was nice, because you play as a nephew,
a son and a daughter of the Lord of
Tree. The Lord of Shit. The Lord of Shit. I want to play that game.
Is that like Fuck the Lord of the Moon?
And it starts right at the Red Wedding, and so it's already got a pretty good, you know, impetus, and you already feel like you already have an idea of what's going on in the world, which it's cool. And
it
by jumping through
the three
characters,
with the Red Wedding.
Yeah.
It fucking oh my God.
Yeah. It starts with the Red Wedding.
It starts with fuck you. That's what it starts with.
Yeah, it's great because this isn't really a spoiler. The moment you start the game, you're like, oh fuck, it's the Red Wedding. Okay, let's move on. So, but it is cool because all of your actions are trying to save the house from all three viewpoints, but they're all three different routes because you get the squire a little more fighty, and the son of the Lord you got to do all the diplomacy, and then the daughter of the Lord you're actually Margaery Tyrell's handmaiden, so you're doing the politics in King's Landing.
Wow.
Yeah,
and everybody dies.
Yeah. And yeah, I got to that point in the game where something horrific happens, and I was kind of like, should have seen this coming. I'm not going to go back and see if there's a way out. I'm just going to assume this was supposed to happen and move on.
If somebody died, it was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
If it was
the only thing is, it had to happen. The only problem I have with the game is their style, the visual style is a little rough. Like when you get to King's Landing, all you're talking to Margaery Tyrell and you got the other handmaidens and you all look like you've got a skin disease.
It is Game of Thrones. They might all
I was
going to
say
disease.
A sign of the times. They could look like shit.
And my only problem is the character design of Roose Bolton is a little weird.
You're weird.
It looks like they started to make what's his name, the fat dude up on the wall, and then they decided to make Roose Bolton instead, but used his face and put it on a skinny body. So it's a little awkward.
A little awkward.
Little awkward.
You're a little
Roose Bolton with a big fat head, basically.
A big fat head.
Big fat head.
Yeah, I gotta play it.
So.
It was $5. You can do the season pass, all six episodes instead of five. Six episodes for $25.
Yeah, what is it? The season pass itself is 20?
25 instead of 30.
Okay, so you get the 25, and then you still have to buy episode one.
No, you can buy it all right there.
No, you still have to buy episode one.
Okay, well, then you save nothing then.
Well, no, because the other five episodes would be 25, and you're paying, I thought you said you pay 20.
That's a $24.99.
I don't know.
For the season pass.
There's six episodes.
Yeah, so maybe you don't save any money.
I know the season passes usually save you $5.
$5, yeah. It could have been $20.
Who the fuck cares?
Whatever, fuck you. It's good. It's Telltale. They haven't... While there is the fear that down the road that too many similar Telltale games might get boring, this one I don't think will have an issue.
Yeah, I think it is weird that they put that and Tales of the Borderland out in the same week.
I really do feel it's there's not going to be a huge amount of crossover fans. I don't know. It's just me.
I honestly thought that they would do alternating months.
Like they did with Wolf Among Us and The Walking Dead?
Yeah, like Game of Thrones this month, Borderlands next month. The month after is another Game of Thrones episode because it would help stagger everything out too, instead of two episodes every month.
But at the same time that, you know, let's say you're really a huge fan of the Game of Thrones one.
Yeah.
So the Game of Thrones one's going to come out and then you have to wait a month, but oh wait, now the Borderlands one's coming out. So now I have to wait another month. So 2 months in between episodes, nah. Probably not.
Yeah, and I will say, I haven't finished The Walking Dead Season 2, but every single episode of Wolf Among Us, I played the day it came out.
Yeah, and they are still usually only, an hour, 2 hours?
No, 4 hours a pop.
Are they that long?
Yeah, the shortest Wolf Among Us was 2 hours. Mm. The first episode is close to four, because they do a lot of good setting.
Nice.
This one took me about three and a half.
Nice. I really got to get into the Telltale games because I have both seasons of The Walking Dead on everything.
Every console.
Never played them.
I've watched Pappy play
about
half of season one.
Yeah, about
and
half.
And then we never finished it at MAGFest like we were supposed to 2 years ago.
Yeah, because fuck you.
And then I picked up season two. Like, I always pick them up on sales. So it's not like I'm just dropping all this money constantly. Yeah. I'm always waiting for sales. I know last week I talked about getting season one and two on the Xbox One for $25.
I just, it's a great change of pace game. You're not frantically running around. You're not trying to figure out a puzzle. You're just, it's a point and click adventure, but with a lot more story. And unlike a lot of the games that, like Fable, your choices affect the world, though. This one really does. If you choose this, someone three episodes later will fucking call you out on it or decide to not help you because of what you did.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a near infinite number of possibilities in every playthrough, and that's what makes it. I said one thing at the beginning of the episode, and then it came back to that character at the end, and some dude was like, yeah, I'm going to fucking, you know, fuck up your face because you said this.
Well, you deserved it.
Yeah, well, I did, but it's in, yeah, and the decisions you make are, it's cool. It feels like they really took a lot into it and say, okay, if you do this, then here's how the character in the real world would probably react to it. And so you're sitting there, and then they more of the responses are timed now to force you to jump on it and go, ah, fuck, I'm going to do this.
I like
and
a
then
guy,
the game goes, ha ha, you did that, now I'm going to kill you.
A picture a guy posted online was of Game of Thrones, and it had like the choices he had to make, and he just paused it.
Yeah, it's just like, oh god.
It's like, well, time doesn't matter. I could just pause the fucking game and think about this.
I feel like there's a lot more. You get a lot more into the game if you're making the split decisions, because that's what you would do in real life.
Yeah. Right. So what else are you playing?
Nothing.
You son of a bitch.
I haven't played any Dragon. I've actually been rewatching an anime called K-On! For the last week.
You son of a bitch.
So
how far did you eventually get into Dragon Age so far, though?
Oh, God, no, I'm decently. According to the Xbox, I've got 25 hours in, but there was a whole lot of Xbox pause and me going out shopping. So I've got all the characters. I've got all the characters. I've gone to this. I chose the mages over the Templars.
Yeah, same here.
And now I'm doing just, now I'm at the point where you need to harvest points. What is it called?
The power.
I need to harvest power now because I spent it all on side quests, and now I'm at one where I need 30 power to do. So I'm just doing things.
Dude, the easiest way to get power is the requisitions.
Yeah, actually, requisitions and just hunting down the fucking rifts. Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the, what is it, the Stormy Coast where you got Iron Bull, clear out the caves and just do the spider anti-venom over.
Yeah,
and
I need
over.
To do that. I need to go, I haven't finished that one yet. But no, it is a fun game and I really like the story. I have the whole week of Christmas off, so I don't feel like I'm rushed to play anything right now.
I think I'm 35 hours into Dragon Age. Like a legit 35 hours. Wow.
Yeah, I'd say I'm like 15 legit.
Not pause and go shopping for 3 hours and then...
I'm level 12.
I think I'm 15? 14, 15, something like that.
And well, leveling doesn't tell a story in this game, though, does it?
No, not at all. I have a feeling I'm going to hit the cap before I beat the game, because
is the cap 20?
I think, but it might go higher. I really don't know. I'm hoping that it's just the achievements 20, but you could still go higher.
When I went to one of the other side quests, and you get there and you leave your camp and you take a left and there's a fucking giant punching a dragon.
Yeah, that's the Stormy Coast.
Yeah, I stood there for like fucking 5 minutes inching closer, like, is this just background or am I gonna get fucked? Like, I was legitimately afraid for a while until you get close enough the dragon flies away and the giant walks up, but I was seriously worried. Like, I backed out of the combat area, I saved my game, and I just started taking baby steps towards them, because I'm like, this game will fucking murder you. If you get too close to a dragon, even if you weren't supposed to do that quest until level 20, the dragon will just fly down and eat you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh.
Or spit fire at your face.
Interesting. Yeah.
Spitting fire at the fools.
Yeah, the game does have a kind of psychotic glee about fucking you up.
I was actually at the same part you were on the coast, and I saved the game, and this is after watching them fight for a bit, and I'm like, you know what, I saved the game, fuck it, I'm charging in here. Dragon flew off, I hit the giant twice and it died.
What?
Because the dragon the giant fucked him up so much. Forever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the dragon fucked up the giant so much that I just went in, finished off the giant, and laughed.
Yeah, I did end up fighting a giant in the desert area, and he has some good drops, you know, once you finally kill the fucker.
Yeah, I didn't get the dragon there yet. I'm getting close to it. But, yeah, I'm having so much fun with dragons.
Yeah, I picked up Fantasia for $30. Hopefully I'll play that a little bit this weekend.
Nice. That's a good game.
Yeah. I've heard.
It is.
I've heard.
I know nothing about it. I don't have a Kinect.
Well,
Fantasia's basically... Fantasia is basically Rock Band with an orchestra.
It's,
from everything
it's
I hear.
It's not Rock Band at all. It's instead of Rock Band where you're playing a rock star, or Dance Central where you're dancing, you're basically a conductor.
You know, yeah.
Like, it's all arm movements.
What if I just start making that the slow jerk gesture? What kind of music does that?
I don't think you'll get any points.
Oh.
Because the you'll see fireworks on the screen, and you have to pretty much match the movements to the music.
Okay.
So you're basically like moving your arms around like a conductor. It's really cool. And the different way that you can remix the songs, because you could change up instruments here and there. It's amazing how interactive the music can get.
Yeah.
I'm going all saxophone.
I definitely want to like see what it's about. It's just a matter of
come down
when. You know,
come down, play.
Come on down.
Next Wednesday, come on down.
Yeah, maybe if like you get there at noon, you'll be ready by 5.
No, you won't. Like I said, I still have $400 that I have to come up with 9 days ago.
Yeah.
So.
Godspeed.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. So what are you playing, Chris?
I'm playing download custom songs for Rock Band. That's dude, like, not even, no bullshit. That's all I've been doing. Every once in a while, I'll boot up Diablo and I'll play that a little bit on the X-Bone. I've been dying to try and get some people to do online Sunset Overdrive stuff.
Well, Pappy
We talked about it. And I still haven't done it.
Yeah,
because I really enjoy that game. I know nothing about the multiplayer, and I would love to see what it's like.
Well, let's get a party together going.
Some Halo. I haven't even touched Halo in a while.
Well, yeah. Well, this weekend, my good friend John Peters is in town, so I'm not sure that I'll be doing much gaming this weekend.
Punch him in the dick for me.
Will do.
Tell him to get the fuck to MAGFest.
Yeah, he won't be there this year.
That's why I said tell him to get the fuck there.
All right, I'll tell him, and then he'll laugh. And then he won't go.
And then he won't go. So, music?
I wonder if him and John can split screen Halo while we play online.
Yeah, Halo barely even works as it is. You think?
Oh, no, it's working a hell of a lot better than it used to.
Oh, yeah, working better than not working at all is a start.
I don't know. I think we may be able to pull off a game.
I think we should find out. Let's not write it off, and let's just try it.
Yeah. Just fucking around. Yeah. All right.
Because I did get the game to play it.
Music this week is a selection of songs from Norg. He sent me a bunch of tracks on the Facebook thangies. I'm trying Mega Man X is on here. DuckTales. Skate or Die. I can't tell.
What if I can't skate?
Well, then you die.
Fuck you. How about that?
No.
Metal Slug.
Ooh, Metal Slug.
I'm not sure what that last one is. It's an Enix game, so I don't know. Norg.
If you get to fire uranium bullets, is that heavy metal slug?
Yes.
I'm funny.
Turd Blast.